Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, Beamer family, friends, and guests. I'd like to welcome you to Roundtable Wednesday here on Beamer's own Blog Talk Radio. It is April 24th, 2024, and I'm your host, Greg Peterson, team manager here in Southern California. And I want to mention that I just got back from the Academy over in Phoenix, which was an amazing success. And I'm going to go into that in just a few minutes. However, what I want to be able to do is educate people also how they can get involved here on the current show when you're listening live, and then also how you can listen to recordings. So with that, how do you get involved with Roundtable Wednesday? Well, all you need to do is press the number one on your phone, and that brings you into the queue, and that allows me to call upon you, and then we can talk about anything and everything as it relates to Beamer, and as long as we keep it compliant. So it's no different than if we all walked into a room and we're just having a kickback, relaxed discussion about any topics that had to relate to Beamer. And what we do is we learn together. I don't have all the answers. However, what we can do, though, is find out from others and or look into it, and it allows us all to grow and become better distributors, because knowledge is power. And when you understand the background of Beamer, and I'm going to go into all of this as far as the Academy goes and kind of the systematic approach that they use, you'll understand how we stand leagues ahead of anything else there, even companies that are stating they used to be us or whatever the case may be. They have no medical studies. They've only been around for a couple years. You know, there's just, there's so much. And once we have all the ammunition and the facts, that's just the key, being honest, being factual, and being the upstanding individual without trying to use trickery or anything like that. Beamer is leagues ahead of anything else out there on the market. So how do we listen to the recordings of Blog Talk Radio? Well, there's four different ways. I say four different ways because the first one has a different, couple different ways of acquiring it. The first one is being right here and listening to and going to the website blogtalkradio.com/Beamer IBDS. Once again, that's blogtalkradio.com/Beamer IBDS. And then also, how can one find that? If you didn't get it written down here, then go to your back office, your Beamer back office. How do you do that? You go to backoffice.beamer.services. That takes you to your back office, and then you enter in your email address and then also your password. Or there's a couple different other options on how you can have them send you something to your email address, and then you can log in that way or via text message. There's those other options as well. Okay, so once you are in your back office, on the far left side is Distributor Library. When you click on Distributor Library, it's like the fourth or fifth one down here. Let me take a look here. So one, two, three. Hey, I was right. It's the fourth one down. You click on that, and they've made it actually easier now for the calendar itself on how to find out when things are accessible. And right in the very first orange lettering, right below the search bar, it says access the Team Up calendar here. It's that simple. You just click on that, and then you have your three blog talks for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday right there. You can pass the cursor over the item, and just a minimum size window will pop up. However, if you then click on it, a larger window will pop up, and that will show you the phone number for listening live, like you guys are doing right now, and also the website, which allows you to pass your cursor over it, click on it, and then that will take you to where you can see and listen to all the recorded programs from Blog Talk Radio. It's all right there. Now, let's make it even easier, shall we? If you have an Android phone or an Apple phone, there is a free app that is on your phone. For Androids, it's called Podcast Player. Okay, Podcast Player, and it is free. And then you just go to that, find the search bar, type in the word Beamer, and then the only option that comes up is your Blog Talk programs for Beamer. You click on that, and that will bring you all the listings of all the recordings that we have for Blog Talk Radio right there in the palm of your hands. Don't feel bad, Apple people, because we have a free app for you too, and it's called Podcasts. P-O-D-C-A-S-T-S, podcasts, that's plural. You just click on that. Then in the lower right-hand corner, there's a little magnifying glass, which is your search icon. Click on that. Type in the word Beamer, B-E-M-E-R, and then that will give you only one option, which is your Blog Talk Radio programs. Click on that, and you are in to listen to all the recordings. So it is all right there at your fingertips, folks. It never used to be that way. It used to be you had to listen live pretty much or try to go to the website, and that was the only option. Now we have all this other stuff. So here we are. What should we talk about, folks? Because I just got back from the Academy. And it was absolutely amazing over in Phoenix. And not only did they have the regular academies, if you are in person and it is your first one, then it is free. That is an in-person academy. Let's say you've been to one or two or three or four Zoom academies, which still count for your qualifications to be able to work a booth or work different events or different things like that. However, your very first in-person academy is free. That was a part of your distributorship when you purchased. So the $299, well, right there, that $99 goes right to your first academy, and that covers your meals and everything while you're there. So it's really amazing. It's a great, great deal. So with every academy, the night before an in-person academy, they will have a free presentation for guests and for distributors. And if you are a distributor and are going to be going to the academy, I highly advise that you also experience the presentation, so that way in the future you know exactly how to describe what's going to be occurring to your clients that you send to further presentations and or to individuals that you've signed on to your team. You want to be able to experience everything that you're going to be sharing with your team members as well as your clients, all right? So not only did they have the presentation,
But a couple hours prior to the presentation, we were honored to have our own Dr. Joshua Burka do a round table for medical licensed personnel. And so a licensed personnel could be a paramedic, could be an EMT, it could be a massage therapist, acupuncturist, it could be an anesthesiologist, occupational therapist, physical therapist, doctor, naturopathic doctor, chiropractors, the whole like. They are all qualified and they need to pre-register, which is always in our back office under events, under the all the way down at the bottom on the left-hand side of your back office, there are events and you can click on that and that's how you would go through. If you have further questions on how to do all of this, folks, get with your mentor, the person that signed you up. If you do not, or let's say something has happened to your mentor, God forbid, then you go to the person above them or the first level of management. How do you find all of that? Well, if you are in your back office, your backoffice.beamer.services, you've logged in, you have your little head icon there, which we had hoped by now that you will have had the opportunity to put your picture in there, and I'll explain why that is really quick. By having your picture in there within 24 hours, then when a person goes to your replicated website, which is free to you to share with the general populace, your picture then will show up in the lower right-hand corner along with your contact information. This is personalizing things, and I highly recommend that you definitely make sure it's professional looking, not goofy faces or anything like that, although that's something I would probably do as those who know me. But with this, we want to make sure that everything is appropriate and in place. These are some of the very first things you should have done when you signed on as a distributor. Well, below that point, three sections down, there's your details, your level, and below that then is contacts. You click on contacts and that will bring up your mentor. And when you pass your cursor onto that mentor, it will bring up their phone number, their email address, and their home address. If that doesn't work for you, the next level then is going to be your group leader and then team manager. Once again, by passing your cursor over that, we'll show you their contact information. So now you have the ability to reach up. Now, each one of those individuals has skin in the game. And if you're showing excitement and wanting to get involved with Beamer, it is in their best interest definitely to help you out because they will receive a mild commission if you make any sales. So when I say skin in the game, that's what I mean. Now, there's nothing wrong to reach out to other people from other teams and different things like that. But we also need to be respectful of other people's time. And unfortunately, what happens is sometimes individuals will try to find the path of least resistance. And they know, well, if I call this number, this person always picks up, and which is fine and dandy, and if they want to continue to do that. However, I have found where I personally have had to mention to people, who is your upline? Who is the individuals, your management? They need to know that you are eager and wanting to be involved in Beamer. And it is, like I said, to their best interest to start working with you. And I mean working with you, spending a lot of time, walking you through the process, making sure they're available for you, the whole bit. Okay, so this is how the system works. And once again, there's nothing wrong. I've helped out people on other lines and different things like that, but I can't make a habit of it because, as an example, I have over 33 phone calls to make today and tomorrow to my first line, downline, to find out where they're at, how they're doing, what I can do to help them out. So as you can see, these are the processes. And I want to make sure everybody is clear on this process because I did not know anything about any of this. This was all new to me when I started. And that's why I love doing this program, is because I like to present this information from the eyes of an innocent individual, somebody who's never experienced this before. Because it's easy for us that have been in this for 7 years just to automatically assume people know what BBO is. Well, that's Beamer Back Office. And, you know, different things like that. And so we need to make sure that we always simplify things and bring things back to our basic foundation. Okay, so we went to the academy, and I went to Dr. Burka's presentation because I am a licensed paramedic. I maintain my license and certification, and it was extremely informative. Dr. Burka started off with the basic information, and right away we went into questions and answers, and he was extremely in-depth on how to accomplish different tasks by using the Beamer, and then what additional accessory, supplements or things that could be used to enhance those items. These are items that are not compliant to be able to share online, and there's a reason why we do not record visually or audibly record those presentations. This is an extra plus for those to show up in person to learn these different techniques, avenues, and so forth. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. It is definitely worth it. Now, the company will not be having a convention in September like previously thought. Instead, it's actually going to be better. They're taking all the money that they would have put in for all the extravaganza for a big convention, and the company with Stephanie Gleim and Karsten and John Villasenor, Dr. Burka, and many others from corporate are going to do another tour across the United States. And they are going to be sharing with all these different locations. There'll be approximately 8 locations across the United States, which have not been announced yet. It will be one day. It will be open also to guests. And they will be sharing where we are now, where the future lies, and all the special surprises that they will be also sharing. Folks, this is something you can't miss. I'm just telling you straight up right now, make sure you let your people know, everybody on your team, that when these locations come out, find out what the closest one is going to be to you and make a point to go. Now, the previous one, they made it free to go to. And unfortunately, we had individuals that swooped in and they took even up to 20 tickets thinking they were going to fill all their tickets, and maybe half the people showed up. So now we had 10 tickets that were not filled, yet we had people that were begging to get in, but unfortunately all tickets were spoken for and they weren't able to get in. And that was a travesty. So they are going to only be charging $15 a ticket. However, by having a little bit of skin in the game, people are less likely to then not go and leave a ticket open where you've got somebody that would be so anxious and wanting to go and not being able to go. So this is going to be also occurring, but you definitely want to make a point to go to this. If you're involved in Beamer, you need to go. I'm just saying flat out, you're not going to want to miss this. Because the future of Beamer is now, and with our new Evo system, the equine with the new neck applicator, and even more that will be coming out, you don't want to miss this, and you want to be right there hearing it directly from the people and then being able to talk to them one-on-one afterwards to get all your questions answered. So this is really huge, guys. I don't know of any other company out there that is really that involved to be able to do that. And knowing that this is a family-owned company and they are willing to go out, shake hands, hug everybody all the way down to your brand new distributor and even your guests. And this is amazing. You don't see that with any other company. You really don't. So with that, let's press the number one on your phone. Let's get some involvement here. These are the things that I wanted to share with you. And maybe someone that had been to the last academy or somebody that has been to an online academy. What were your takeaways from an online academy? I would love to hear that because I have been doing my training and I am going to be assisting on some academies here in the future to continue my training to be qualified as an academy director. So I want to hear from you and I would like to get your guys' feedback on this. So just press the number one on your phone and then that will bring you into the queue so that we can continue moving here. All right. Okay. So while we're waiting, the other item that I can share with you is how an academy is organized. An academy is organized by different sections from day one to day two, and they have been systematically placed, each section, so it builds upon itself. So we start off right away by introducing ourselves, explaining to the people what to expect, the whole bit. It's all laid out for you. Then they go into the history of Beamer, starting off with that foundation. Where did Beamer come from? Where's its history been? How did it develop? Where did all these knockoffs branch off then? You know, different things like that. So once you get to the end of an academy, that's when you get to objections. Well, there's six primary objections that come up. And every single one of those objections are answered and they give you the ammunition to handle those objections within each section of the academy. So it has been very well put together. So I see that we have our first hand raised. Let me click on the right stuff here. And we have 480-809. You are live on Blog Talk. Who are we speaking with today? You are live on Blog Talk, 480. Okay, we will wait on that. Obviously, they are busy doing something there. It's nice to see people are multitasking. So let's go to 713-569. You are live on Blog Talk. Who are you speaking with?
Hi, this is Sandra in Houston.
Hey, Sandra.
I just popped. Hey, so twice in 1 week. I just hopped on, so I don't know what you've been talking about. My question may be segued in. But I had some new customers the other day that I was doing with the Evo, and I don't remember if the recommendation is to wait a little while before you incorporate in the special programs or to, you know, just launch right into it. And what have you been doing and what experience, what have you been finding?
It can be started right away and make sure this is one thing that they recommend is for everybody to read the owner's manual. And it's right in there. So we start off for 3 weeks on low.
Right.
And then you go 3 weeks on medium and then 1 week on low and 6 weeks on medium with no plus mode at night. That's the basic plan for the new Evo. Also know that the low setting is actually intensity 3. And most of all studies that have been done with Beamer have been done with intensity 3. So a person is starting off right away with something that is working, even though we know intensity 1 even works on people. Okay. Now, with the new system in the United States, not Canada. Canada still has the system where it's on for 4 hours a night. You have to wait for 6 weeks to go into that, I believe.
Yes, okay. I know.
Okay. However, in the United States, we have the special mode, which we've always nicknamed the sleep mode, but is actually the special program. Now, also know, on the Canadian version, instead of saying special mode, it does say sleep on there. So this is where we get a lot of confusion. But I want to make sure that we clarify in people that are educated to how the different systems are. All right. So for the United States, right away, after what a person, what the best way to do this is in the morning, let's just start off in the morning. In the morning, you would hit S2 first. And that's the special mode. And that it starts on a low setting. It starts at 1, and I think it goes to 2, 3, and then 4 over an 8-minute period of time. Then you would hit your low or the low setting for your standard, session that you're going to do. And that's automatically with the plus mode. Then around evening time, let's say around supper time, you can run in, do an 8-minute session on your low setting with no plus mode. Okay. And you can do that around supper time. And then right before you go to bed, maybe a couple hours later, hit the S1. And that is also that special mode to help you get to sleep. And there automatically, there is no plus mode attached to that special program. So that's what you would do. Does that help?
Yes, it does. I had read the owner's manual months ago, and I really couldn't remember. And I thought, well, let me just make it easy. And, you know, I will add that I do miss the pro nickname sleep program and have had a challenge for me adjusting to the Evo. And so what I've personally wound up being doing is that with that 20-minute S3 is, using it, before as I'm ready to, drift into sleep. And anytime I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm using it again. I don't know if that's the right thing to do or not, but it's what I'm doing.
No, I'm actually glad that you brought – I'm glad you brought that up, Sandra.
When I made the switch using the newbie bed, I tried it for 2 weeks, and I mean I was not performing well. My mental cognition, it was not a good fit. It wasn't a good thing. So I went back to using my pro and experiment and thought, let me see what else I can create. So that is what I've gone back to for the last couple of weeks. And I understand, I might be, because I reached out to, usage and asked some inquiries and, we have to follow the procedures to what answers you may get. So anyway, I've just adapted it. And if anybody else is having a similar situation, perhaps that will be a benefit for them,
Right. No, and it's good that you brought that up, Sandra, because one of my distributors, they have one of those little information rings that you wear, you charge them up, and they actually obtain your bio data throughout the day, heart rate, sleep patterns, the whole bit. And they did their own little study using the Pro Unit, and then using the BBed and using the new special program. And they found that there was no difference. Their quality of sleep remained the same at night. Now, one thing Dr. Burka recommended, which I found was really good, is where I personally, I would go to bed and right away I would do my whatever intensity setting I was doing on the Evo, using the Evo unit. I would do that and then right away follow it up with S1, the special program number one for going to bed. So then it made more sense to me when Dr. Burka mentioned that instead of doing that, do your 8-minute session on your standard intensity level, maybe around supper time. And then when you go to bed, do that. Then one more thing that he added on, he goes, let's say you get up in the middle of the night and you have to go to the restroom, whatever the case may be, let the dog out, whatever it is. And when you come back to bed, hit the S3. And
yeah, that's exactly.
Then, yeah. And that will help also work on the nervous system and get you back down into that REM sleep area because of that energy level is working on the alpha, not the gamma, for your brain waves.
Yeah.
Yep. So yeah, good point to bring up. Good point to bring up. And since you were the first one today, you get it. So
okay, well, I hope you get some more callers. If you don't, you can put the end call and go about your day.
Exactly, and I've got a lot of things lined up. I was teasing one of our distributors there at Team Managers, and he's actually my naturopathic dentist, and I had a new tooth put in and some time back. Well, it has gotten a little loose, so he's agreeing that I've got a screw loose. So we got to go down and get that tightened up. So so there it is, folks.
Greg,
it has been documented. Greg has
loose.
A screw.
Yeah, they won't let you forget it.
Nope. Oh, no. I'll never live this one down. All righty, Sandra. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it, as always.
Well, thank you for your input. You know, I totally appreciate it.
Yep, no worries. Okay, let's get on to our next individual. I am going to click on, I'm sure they're anxiously awaiting, 831760. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, Greg. It's Sabilla from Monterey.
Hello, Sabilla.
I wanted to pitch in with two things. One in regard to Sandra with the new evil. At least every second month, I go back to the recordings. Ouch, I broke my ribs, so sorry. To the recordings we have in the back office about the EVO training and the frequently asked questions. Another recording that was after those two Zoom calls that we had with Dr. Burka before the EVO came out.
Uh-huh.
And there's always... I listen to them so often, but I guess wherever I am with my brain that day when I watch it again, certain pieces of information just come more straight into my brain. That, oh, yeah, that's good to remember. So I just recommend to everybody just make use of those tools. Just watch them, listen while you make dinner. Most of it is talking anyway in the frequently asked questions area. And there's so many tales given to us. They're just beautiful, beautiful tools to use to keep us fresh in the brain about the evil.
Most definitely. So I'm looking right now. I looked under science section. I didn't see it there. I'm looking under sales and marketing. Are you familiar more to where to find that right away?
I don't remember where I downloaded them from, but I think it's when you go into the I'm pretty sure it's in the sales and marketing thing under EVO, the whole EVO section with flyers and other things. And and you can put it in the search bar, EVO training with Dr. Burka. Maybe that's how I got it in the very, very first place. And then I discovered it later again where it actually is. And also frequently asked questions with Dr. Burka recorded training or something like that. They both will pop up.
Yeah, I just found it. It's folks, for those that want to know, it's in your back office. So you go to backoffice.beamer.services, log in. On the far left side is distributor library. When you click on that, then you want to scroll down to sales and marketing and click on sales and marketing. And then your second section is actually Beamer Evo line. And the Evo training with Dr. Burka is right there. It's the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It is the sixth, number six. It is the sixth video down directly under BMO Evo line. So for those that want to refresh their knowledge on how to use the Evo, that would be an amazing video to watch and have. So that I'm glad that you brought that up, Savilla.
Yeah, it's excellent. I mean, I love Dr. Burka's training calls, and it's all there. It's all there. There's more than what we need to share with our clients, but for us, if we really like to know it all, that's one video to go back as often as we like. It's so much information in there. It's good.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. That is absolutely awesome. So, as always, Savilla, you deserve this because I also know that you're on the healing aspect of things. So here you are.
Thank you. And I wanted to also pitch in with your academy theme. I love my online academy. Physically, it's just too tough to sit that long to get to a place, and it's just too much for me yet. But my very first and only academy I was at was a life academy, and I was more dead than alive at that point. Ouch.
Yeah.
And I really don't remember anything from that academy with what they taught. But it was said, it's not the PMF, it's the Beamer signal. So I did not understand what the Beamer signal was, but I thought, okay, it stuck in my ears. It was repeated so many times. But what totally got into me. I mean, I was fighting going to that academy. I only went because it was the situation with the upgrade from class one to class two. And my mentor got the info, all the distributors who are distributors and have never been to an academy, they get like a 6 month or 3 month window you have to go, otherwise you lose your distributorship. And I was cursing. I was so upset that I had to go through that. I complaining the whole, I had a driver driving me there. I was not a good partner in that car. I was so upset. And really, it's so funny. When we left, I mean, he loaded the truck up, everything. I couldn't help much. I was in that truck, and we were leaving the parking lot. I said, you know what? As soon as I feel good that I can do this, I want to go back to an academy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, the energy in the room and just the sincerity. Is it called the sincerity? I mean, it's just the academy directors were just so sincere. There was not ever the feeling of, oh, we just told something, there's a blah, blah, and it just made this big and beautiful. They were so down to earth and so sincere, and they really wanted us to understand what they were telling us. They really wanted us to understand everything. And just amazing. So that really got me. Actually, when I got back to my little hometown, like a week later, I saw that a space for rent opened up, and I signed a lease to have my own little Beamer office, even though I couldn't do anything then yet. But that was the inspiration for me to have a physical location. So academies are amazing. And now I'm just going to every online academy. And for me, they are such a nice reflection where I am on my own Beamer partner career, with my learning or the clients I'm with, which situations are there. And then again, I just hear more what's probably meant to be heard for me when the academy directors are talking about whatever section they are in. Sections that were kind of boring once in a while, all of a sudden are really interesting. And it's just such a nice, for me, kind of self-testing. What do I know? Okay, now this slide comes up. This is what they're going to say. Right, and then it's good. And sometimes there are little things they really word differently, and then I get a reflection on how else to think about something. So I can only praise those online academies. They are fantastic. They are free. so convenient to attend and to learn. And when somebody had attended, just jump on and listen to that section that you want to listen to that one day, and then hop off and continue with the day. There's no pressure put on anybody. It's just beautiful that it's provided for us, to us, and it's even for free again. So.
Yep, and I was just going over everything, too, in our e-learning, everybody. For those that are wanting to really work on your foundation of knowledge, remember that in our back office, we have our e-learning, and you have your United States IBD training, you have your Canadian IBD training. But also, what I recommend is go down to the fourth one, which is the blueprint for foundational success, and click on that and go through the videos and do that before you go to an academy, whether it is an in-person academy or an online academy. That will give you the foundation so that you don't feel like you're getting information from a fire hose. And then also remember that the academies are basic information only. It is just the basic, the foundation. Then you are given the tools on how to look up, go into your back office, and now we have everything at our fingertips within our back office so that you can go in and continue your educational path. And that's not only just the information or the training tools in the back office, it's giving you the contact information so that you can reach out to your upline and start working with them, maybe making contact with fellow distributors on your team in your local area, and start working together. Have fun. Find out who else is kind of wanting to work things and get together. Two heads are better than one. You can put together maybe a grand opening at one person's house and then at the other, and work together on doing that. And it makes it so much easier. And you have a great time sharing Beamer. We've had people bring in 10 people into a little, what we would call a grand opening at somebody's house to start up their little business. Literally, they had 10 people come in and 6 people purchased. So if you don't think it's powerful, guess again. And also work with your upline to prepare and get ready for it, whether it be practicing or whatever the case may be. But the only hurdle that we have, folks, is ourselves. That's what it comes down to. And so we need to learn how to work through those areas. And anytime that you find an area that is uncomfortable, it just means that you're not used to it. You just don't have the information to do that. So by just asking questions, working with other people, you'll work right through that discomfort, and you'll advance and you'll continue to grow. That's all. That's a part of evolving. So it's just a matter of getting over those little hurdles. And that way you can continue to grow and develop. And that's why we have Roundtable here, is to help answer any and all of your questions on how to get out there, how to share Beamer, what's the best way to do a presentation to people or doing a session for people. Have different ways of doing it. So we're down to 90 seconds here. So Seville, I'm going to let you go, and I've got one more caller coming in. So let me grab them really quick. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. We've got 1 minute left. I've got 406-458. You have 60 seconds, and then we've got to get rolling. Who are we talking with?
Hi, Greg. This is Terry Juno in Montana. I know someone who has, I think it's an autoimmune disease, and they're having problems with their mobility. And I know you had talked about helping someone with the programming using the Beamer. What would you recommend? Would that just be like an 8-minute session?
Yes. Yep, eight minute session. And Dr. Burke even mentioned there's no such thing as an autoimmune disorder. Honestly, it's because there's something going on in the body. And if the body is trying to attack itself, what it's doing is trying to attack other things that are emulating things that are similar to our body. And so, yes, using the basic plan on something like that, because we cannot go anything further than that on a recorded line. because that would go against the FDA. We can't do protocols or anything because we have no set protocols. We have our basic plan on that. Okay? So anyway, we're coming down to the end here. Terry, I'm sorry I have to cut you off, but make sure you call in earlier next time here. Folks, I want to thank everybody for showing up today. Make sure you get the word out. Let's have more people listen to the recordings as we are able to monitor the numbers of people that chime in and listen in, because we want to educate everybody. Let's make this a going best thing to be out there. All right. So with that, make sure you listen to Equine Thursdays and then also Testimonial Tuesday next week. So everybody have a wonderful, wonderful Beamer week.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.